Now I'd like to invite all the kids or anybody else who'd like to hear the story from closer up to come, as Chris likes to say, hearishly. I have a story for you that comes from a familiar story called The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. And so this is the part of the story I'm going to tell you. Once upon a time, there was a little prince, and he was lost, and he was far from home. He came from a little planet that he called home, that he loved, and he had left behind a flower who was his dear friend. And he was sad to be so far from home, and he was sad to be lost, and he lay down in a field, and he cried and cried and cried and cried. And as he was crying, out of the corner of his eye, he saw something rustle, and he looked up, and there was a bright red fox. And he turned to the fox, and he was sort of curious, and he said, "Would you be my friend?" And the fox said, "Well, no, I don't know you. You haven't tamed me." And the little prince said, "I would like a friend. I'm very sad, and it would make me feel better." And the fox said, "Well, you're going to have to tame me if you would like to be my friend." And the boy said, "Well, what does that mean?" And the fox said, "To tame something means to make ties." He said, "It's a thing too often overlooked. It's something that takes time and connection." And the little prince says, "I don't know if I have time. I have friends to meet and things to understand, and I don't know if I have time to do that." And the fox said, "These things take time. Men are always in such a rush to do this and that. They're rushing off to do all kinds of things. But if you want to tame me, if you want to get to know each other, then you will have to stop and pause and take the time it takes." And so the little prince said, "Teach me." And the fox said, "This is what you will have to do first. Tomorrow, come back and sit in this field. Sit where you are just outside of my view, where I can see you out of the corner of my eye. And don't do anything. Just stay there. And then go away. And then come back again and again and again." And the little prince said, "Okay." So the next day he came back, and he sat in the field, and the fox looked at him, and the fox said to him, "Next time, you should come back at the same time. You should come back at the same time every day. And that way, say if you come at 4 o'clock, then every day at 3 o'clock, I'll start to get excited that you're going to come, and my heart will learn to anticipate the joy of your coming. And by the time you come at 4 o'clock, I will greet you so joyfully." And so the little prince took the fox's advice, and he began to come day by day, coming closer and closer and closer at 4 o'clock every day. And the fox's heart leapt in joy at seeing the little boy, and the boy and the fox became friends. They became close, and it was good. But then it came time for the boy to leave, and the fox cried. And the boy said, "Well, why are you sad? This was your idea in the first place." And he said, "Well, this is just how it happens. You have become my friend, and I am sad." And the little prince said, "But this is your fault. You wanted this to happen." And he said, "You know what? It was worth it, though. Because now, when I see the golden fields of wheat, when I see those things, even though you were gone, I still will have the memory of your friendship, and it will all be worth it." And the boy went away, having learned something about friendship, and about what it takes to make friends with something that is shy, that you need to ask to come closely, to come closer, little by little by little. So this is part of what we do here. Sometimes there are things that are hard in our lives, hard situations or hard parts of ourselves, and it's hard to make friends with them. Do you ever have some part of yourself that you don't like very much, or something that's happening in the world that you don't like very much, and it's really, really, really hard to even look at it or think about it, and you want it to be better immediately? Sometimes it's good to take the advice of the fox and approach it little by little by little by little and make friends with it so that it becomes something new, something good and sweet that blesses your life. It's a long lesson to learn. We learn it all our lives, and that's my hope for all of you. And all of you.